This is 89.1 KUAR. We're going to break into 1A so that we can bring you a live briefing from Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and Health Secretary Nate Smith. They are in West Memphis right now and about to give an update on the state response to the coronavirus. Yesterday it was announced that the state was up to 22 cases, and we'll see what the governor has to say. Again, this is coming from West Memphis, Arkansas State University.
Thank you for joining me this morning. We just concluded a very good meeting with our hospital administrators, clinicians, as well as our educators and city officials next door. We could have had 100 or more there, but we're trying to limit the size of our gatherings. But we had a very good conversation as to how the COVID-19 is impacting Eastern Arkansas. We received a lot of information. I was joined there, and joining me on the podium is Dr. Nate Smith, our Secretary of Health. We also have our Secretary of Education, Johnny Key, as well as our Secretary of Commerce has joined us, Mike Preston, as well. And I want to thank our legislative delegation that's hosted us today. Thank you for your support that's here. And then I particularly want to thank Dr. Deborah West, Chancellor here at the Community College, for your hospitality and setting this up on very, very short notice. And Mayor, thank you, Mayor McClendon, for welcoming us to your city today. First, I want to report that since yesterday's media briefing on COVID-19, that we have identified no additional cases here in Arkansas. That we have right now 22 cases that are positive here in the state, and it's significant to note that there are zero that have origins in Eastern Arkansas. And as pointed out, we're very connected with Tennessee and northern Mississippi, and that we're also monitoring the Tennessee information from their Department of Health. And I believe there's two cases in Memphis, but these are travel related, and there's not any indication that there is widespread community transmission. And that's reassuring to us here in Eastern Arkansas. But we have to note that we do not have the testing that we need to really be confident that we don't have a greater issue than what we have. As the testing increases, it is likely that the number of cases that have been identified will increase as well. We will continue to expand our testing capability here in the state very rapidly. And as we do that, we will have additional information. It is important to note for our community that this is something that we need to be prepared for some time. And that means that we have to adjust to this normal, this new normal of activity, which is reduced events. We have reduced commerce to a certain extent. But we want everyone to know that the supply chain continues to exist. We are manufacturing in Arkansas. We're producing goods. Those goods are being delivered. And whenever it comes to food supplies, the grocery stores are open, and they're going to continue to be open. And so we need to eliminate panic buying. And we need to be calm about that and recognize that the food supply is going to continue. The fuel supply will continue. And so sure, you want to have adequate reserves in the home, but we don't need to engage in panic buying. Secondly, we have closed our schools for 2 weeks here in Arkansas under my directive. And we will reopen on March 30th. And we had a good conversation with our school administrators that provided a lot of helpful information. They're doing an incredible job in terms of communicating with parents and students and making sure the school is a safe environment. But as I said, this is going to go on for some time, and we're going to follow our Center for Disease Control guidance at the national level. And if we have an outbreak or a case, then we'll close the school for a period of time to make sure it's clean and everybody's cared for. But education is going to go on in Arkansas. And so we want to be prepared after spring break to return to class on March 30th. In terms of some of the actions that we've taken as a state, I have declared this as a public health emergency. We have recommended reducing the size of events to 50 or less. Those are public events and meetings, but we still have industry that has a collection of people. We have commercial enterprises that have larger numbers of people, and those are going to continue to do their job under extraordinary special health circumstances. Our Emergency Operations Center is in operation. The National Guard has been called upon here in Arkansas to support our Department of Health in their call center in any need in logistics or transportation of goods. And they're prepared for further action as needed. And the news here, of course, in West Memphis is that I've directed all three casinos in Arkansas that are in operation to cease operation in terms of the casinos for the next 2 weeks. This gives us an opportunity to evaluate where we are. It is necessary in terms of a public health standpoint. I know this is a tremendous hardship in the Eastern Arkansas community because we have, I believe, 900 hourly workers that are going to be impacted by this. And we understand the hardship, but it is necessary for us to take the right public health measures to get over this hump. We are taking steps to ease the hardship, and whenever it comes to unemployment insurance, if someone is laid off from work, we want to make it easier for them to get their unemployment insurance and to assure that that cash is immediately available to them. And I know the employers are doing all they can to provide a transition in the event of a layoff, but as a state, I am directing our Commerce Department to waive the immediate eligibility, so they are immediately eligible. Right now, there's a one-week delay, which really amounts to a two-week delay in receiving the unemployment benefits. We want to cut that shorter so they're immediately eligible for it. Secondly, we want to allow them to satisfy the requirements for unemployment insurance by doing it online versus having to go in the office. That is safer for everyone involved. And then thirdly, whenever in terms of work reporting requirements, we want to be able to waive that because that they have to go into the office to do that as well. And we want to be able for them to do that online, and so we're waiving that requirement. So those three things are waived for the next 30 days. And this will be a relief to anyone who is laid off, that they can get more quick cash assistance to make sure that their families are cared for, and hopefully we'll be able to get back in the swing, and it will only be a temporary circumstance for those workers in the event that is necessary. I ordinarily follow this with Dr. Nate Smith, which I will ask him to come to the podium in just a moment, but I want our Secretary of Commerce to follow up with what assistance his department can provide any laid off workers, as well as comment a little bit further on the assistance that we're going to provide for those seeking unemployment insurance. Secretary Preston.
And this is Mike Preston, Secretary
thank
of
you,
Commerce.
Governor. Good morning to everyone, and thank you, for Governor, for your leadership, and to my colleagues on the Cabinet for their hard work, and certainly to the teams that support all of us back home and across the state. It's because of the work that they do that we're able to be here today and help support what's going on. To go on a little bit further into what the governor was talking about, the good news for our UI trust fund is it's an excellent financial condition right now. So there's not a concern there. We know that we're going to be able to support those workers who are laid off and who are impacted. And as the governor mentioned, waiving the one-week waiting period for the next 30 days, it's going to allow people to respond, react quicker, so there's not going to be a break in the gap in terms of their paycheck. They'll be able to continue to receive those benefits, to be able to have those funds that they need to go on. Also, the waive the application, the in-person application process. This is due to we don't want the big lines, big crowds that are taking place that potentially could take place at our workforce centers, having going people go in line. So let me give you this address, www.ezarc.aws.arkansas.gov. And that's a website that you can go and apply online. Always you can go to Google and Google DWS Arkansas, you'll be able to link to that. And then also if you have a local DWS office in your area, you can still call those offices and they can be able to assist you on the phone. The local number here is 870-400-2269 if you want to get in contact with the local office. Again, we've set this up. The governor has waived that requirement that you have to go in person so that we can avoid those large crowds and those large lines so that you can apply online or call via the phone. The other thing the governor mentioned was waiving for the next 30 days the work requirement. Our hope is that this is not a prolonged period that people are out of work, that they'll keep a close relationship with their employer and their employer with the employees and will be likely to go back to work for whoever they're working for and not going out seeking those other opportunities for the immediate, for foreseeable future, and that we can reestablish that employment. So waiving that work requirement is something very important as well. Those are the three things that we're going to do immediately to offer some support to those who are displaced. We're working on some additional packages for businesses and relief, and we'll talk about that at a further time. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, and I also wanted to recognize Congressman Crawford that's here. He was a part of our discussion earlier and really has been helpful to the entire state in terms of federal assistance during this challenging time for us. So thank you, Congressman Crawford. And then Secretary Smith, if you could come, Nate, from a Department of Health standpoint, give us a report. And let me just say that your team has been incredible. The health department has the lead in this emergency situation that we find ourselves in Arkansas. They have the hotline. We had a lot of feedback that they've been very responsive there. It's been helpful to this community where healthcare providers can call, get responses. And so thank you, Dr. Smith, for you and your team.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for the leaders and healthcare providers in this community who have worked hard to care and protect for you, for the people in your communities. I also want to thank the governor. The governor has listened to the scientific evidence. He actually reads this stuff himself, as great leaders do. He has made my job about as easy as it could be in this set of circumstances with wise and even-handed decisions. Today, for the first time in almost a week, we have no new reported positive cases, and we have almost 200 negative test results since we began testing. That's good news. As we scale up testing this week, though, I do expect, and as we start to get additional results from commercial labs, I expect that we will find additional cases, and that's what we want to do. As the governor has mentioned, the counties that are colored in on the map on our ADH website in eastern Arkansas are all cases related to our original patient in Pine Bluff. But the good news that I have is that Jefferson Regional Medical Center has done an incredible job of implementing infection control procedures, segregating patients. My healthcare associate infections team was there yesterday and was very, very impressed. I give them my highest commendation for the work that they've done, and they are really a model for other hospitals in the state. So I have very high confidence in their ability to safely care for patients with COVID-19, as well as all the other medical conditions that are there. Finally, what I would like to say is that COVID-19 really is an invisible storm. We're at the beginning of this storm, but our partnership together with you and your communities has helped us to prepare for this storm. It is helping us to respond to this storm, and it will help us to weather it, recover, and come back stronger. So thank you.
This is 89.1 KUAR, listening to a live briefing from Arkansas state officials about COVID-19. Also want to note President Trump is speaking right now. If you would like to watch that, you can find a link at KUAR.org. But we'll stay with Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking right now in this press conference happening in West Memphis.
Have tested positive. And so they're on the front line, and it also emphasizes that we have to be concerned about a shortage of healthcare workers, and I appreciate them. They're doing an extraordinary job all across the state. And then we have our Secretary of Education here, Johnny Key, and if you could comment, Johnny, about school and your work with the administrators and questions they might have.
Thank you, Governor. And first of all, I want to say thanks to all the educators and the school administrators across the state, because they have done a tremendous job of adjusting to a very difficult situation. And I would point to the work that school districts all over the state are doing to continue meal programs, to make sure that our students have the meals that they need, that they are so dependent on. And that is why it's so important that we get back to a level of normalcy, why we are expecting that school will start back on March 30th after spring break, because it points to the need that students have for routines, the needs that students have for their nutritional meals, and just that relationship they have with their teachers, because they love going to school, they love their teachers. We want to restore that as soon as possible. Some great questions and great feedback have been received from superintendents and school officials across the state. We will be working with them on what does reentry look like when students have been traveling, if they have been traveling, when they come back to school on that Monday, what are the things that school districts need to be ready for, and how to cope and how to handle those situations. We'll be working with those students or those school district administrators. One other thing that we know is going to be an issue is that you will have situations in our schools where you have medically sensitive students and you have medically sensitive staff. We will be working with the health department and with our school administrators on how to deal with those situations. And just to say that we are encouraging our school districts to look at their policies and to extend the greatest flexibility that they can in those situations. The department is ready to step up in whatever way we need to. Our team has been manning the phones alongside the health department team with the hotline, and that's where a lot of our great information comes from. So we look forward to having our students back on March 30th, prepared and ready to learn, and to be prepared to reestablish that continuity of education.
One of the issues that have been raised by the medical providers that in our previous meeting was the availability of personal protective equipment. And that is a concern for local practitioners, local clinics, as well as the hospitals. They have adequate supplies right now, but if this becomes a more extensive challenge for us, then they're very concerned about supplies in the future. This is a national concern, and I know that they're gearing up nationally for greater production, greater availability, but right now our Department of Health has a good inventory. We're making that available to healthcare providers as the priority, but there's greater needs there, and that's something that we'll continue to address. And then finally, I want to tell everybody in Arkansas that I'm very proud of the way that we have been supporting each other, neighbor to neighbor, and even though we keep what they call social distance, the love is still there, the compassion is still there, the desire to help is there, and it's amazing as to how creative people can be in ways to help, whether it's in food delivery from the schools or in the restaurants and making sure they're available, or whether it's our senior citizens. and the stories on even daycare centers that are trying to do what they can to make sure that they can provide the services needed for those that need to work. And we want to keep us moving in Arkansas, pulling together as we try to get over this challenge that we face. With that, we'd be happy to take any questions.
We're listening live to Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking when in West Memphis about the situation regarding COVID-19. Again, no new cases were announced today. The total number of positive presumptive cases remains at 22. We will return back to this press conference now as the governor answers questions.
We do not have widespread community transmission in Arkansas. It is one instance that I'll let Dr. Smith comment here shortly, but in my conversations with our Department of Health, that it is not to the extent that would raise a community spread concern, and therefore we have not gone beyond the actions that we've taken with the limitations on meetings, with the suspension of schools for 2 weeks. And then, as you know, I directed the three casinos in Arkansas to cease operations as well. So those are appropriate steps to take in light of what we have information-wise, but I do not see the indication to go any further from that. Dr. Smith.
Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
The city of Little Rock has a COVID-19 task force, and we're represented on that. And they've been leaning into their recommendations because that's where we have evidence of community transmission. Although we've not seen an explosion like some other places have had, I think that's partly because of aggressive measures they've taken. And again, they may take measures there that are not appropriate at this time for the rest of the state. My wife called me last night, told me that if I didn't get home soon, I would be breaking the curfew. So. So we will continue to work with the city of Little Rock, but also help other communities to take appropriate actions.
Yes.
All right, listen. One of the concerns that I've heard from a lot of people in this community is if they do not have access to a computer at home, they don't know what steps they need to take if they have to file for unemployment. What advice?
Well, they can still go to the office to file for unemployment, but we're trying to limit their exposure on face-to-face contact and communication. And so this is an option for them that was not available before. So we're expanding the options for them to file for unemployment insurance. And if they obviously don't have a computer, then they can go into the office and they complete it in that fashion. But it will be quicker for them if they can access it through online services, and it is safer, but it'll be quicker for them to receive the benefit. You can imagine with the number of those that might seek unemployment because of layoffs, it could be a slow process if everyone went into the office. So it's another option that's available to them.
You
yes.
mentioned that this state doesn't have the testing it necessarily needs at this point. Could you
So there's three ways that we're doing testing in Arkansas. One is through the Department of Health, that we're increasing the throughput really every day. Secondly, the UAMS, our University of Arkansas Medical Sciences, is developing their own testing capacity, which also should be online this week. The third way that we're doing the testing is through commercial test providers, where a physician or a clinic or a hospital takes the sample and then submits it to LabQuest or some other national testing company. And that's about a 2 day delay, sometimes more, sometimes less. It would be a minimum of really 2 days. So those three are all increasing in capacity. And I'm very confident that within the next 3 or 4 days, we're going to see a greater number of test results and a greater number of test availability. I also believe that there will be some change in the criteria to make that test much more available so that it gives us a better sense as to where we are in all parts of Arkansas. And Dr. Smith, you correct everything I've said if I said anything wrong.
That is all correct. I think one of the frustrations for providers is sending specimens off to commercial labs and not getting results back. And you don't know where they've gone or when they're going to be back. Nationally, we know that the capacity is increasing and that those turnaround times are going to decrease. But we need to make time-sensitive decisions, and that's why we're scaling up what we can do at the public health lab, why we need that capacity in state, and UAMS will be processing specimens not just from their hospital but throughout the state for those situations where they're very time sensitive, where we need that information, not days later but hours later.
Governor, as additional test results are coming in, and
we are listening to a live press conference. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in West Memphis. This is 89.1 KUAR, Little Rock.
They're ready. They're being innovative. As I was visiting with a number of hospitals in Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas, they have taken the lead on off-site, standalone testing sites. So they don't come into the emergency room. They don't come into the hospital. And so that has taken additional healthcare workers, but it is a good, safe system to do it. So the challenge is not the short term, but the long term, because they're working long hours. It's a strain on the system, and you've got to pace yourself to go through whether it is weeks or whether it's a month or however long it is. And so we are doing some things. For example, I've challenged our licensing boards. Are there any nurses, any doctors in the system that we can accelerate their licensing to get them in the field to work? And so we're taking steps that we can be beneficial and helpful to them, because there is going to be a great need for those healthcare workers, particularly whenever they're having to double up their duty. All right. Dr. Smith, did you have anything else? You good? Congressman, did you want to say a word?
Congressman Rick Crawford, Arkansas's 1st District.
The federal response is less effective without great leadership at the state level and at the county level. So I want to commend the governor for his response in helping to make sure that the federal response is appropriate here in Arkansas.
Thank you. And Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston also pointed out and answered the question that on the unemployment benefits, they can also call. So they really have expanded options of in-person, online, or making a telephone call. So we're trying to make it as simple as possible for them. Thank you for being here today, for helping us to get the message to the public. I want to thank our city, county, and hospital education leaders that are here as well, the legislators. Thank you for your leadership and support. Thank you very much.
We've been listening to a press conference, Arkansas officials discussing the latest in the state regarding the outbreak of COVID-19. And again, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced no additional cases have been found over the last day. This is unique because each day that the governor has had press conferences, we've gotten word of new cases. So no new cases to report today. The total remains at 22. That press conference was being held in West Memphis at Arkansas State University Mid-South. The governor also discussed the expectation that we will have more cases as testing for COVID-19 is ramped up. Health officials have been working to increase the number of tests available, and it is expected that we will have more positive cases as that happened. The governor repeated today that there's no need for the public to engage in panic buying. He says the supply chain continues to exist, food is being delivered, and grocery stores will remain open. He and the education secretary talked about schools remaining closed until March 30th. He said that he expects schools will be open at that time, but of course it will also be determined by what the situation in the state is. The recommendation that public events be less than 50 people, it's less than what the president said yesterday. He mentioned avoid public gatherings of more than 10 people, but Governor Hutchinson said we're not seeing widespread cases here in Arkansas. He also noted that he has directed the three casinos in Arkansas to be closed for the next 2 weeks, and they're where the press conference was held in West Memphis. He noted there are 900 hourly workers at the casino there. He said unemployment insurance will be available to people, especially hourly workers who don't have sick leave. And Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston said the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund is in good shape. We'll be able to help people. They encouraged people not to go to offices to file in person, but to go online. Preston said the support is there for people, and they're also working on packages to help not only those displaced, but also businesses being impacted. Education Secretary Johnny Key, as I said, expects classes will resume on March 30th, emphasized the importance of having a routine for students and educators, and that they're preparing for what the reentry will look like when schools do reopen. But of course, that all will be dependent on what the situation is in Arkansas at this point. Finally, Governor Hutchinson mentioned the need for adequate medical equipment, said this is largely a national concern, but that he's getting word that there is a gearing up to make sure there is equipment. Nationally, there is a shortage of ventilators, so he's emphasizing the need for that. Also discussed the importance of maybe finding ways to get more medical professionals out to assist in the process here, the medical response from COVID-19. We'll join Fresh Air here in just a minute, but again, no new additional cases in Arkansas reported today of COVID-19. 22 cases are in effect, and we expect we'll get another update from the governor and state officials tomorrow. This is 89.1 KUAR, News and Culture for Arkansas.